from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. With time running out, Donald Trump denounced both Hillary and Bill Clinton Thursday as creatures of a corrupt political system. Trump seized on newly public emails in which a longtime Bill Clinton aide describes overlapping relationships of the Clintons' global philanthropy and the family's private enrichment.
If the Clintons were willing to play this fast and loose with their enterprise when they weren't in the White House, just imagine what they'll do given the chance to once again control the Oval Office. And we've had enough, honestly. I think we've had enough of the Clintons, in all fairness. Right? Don't you think? Had enough.
While the emails are among thousands stolen from the private account of a top Clinton aide, Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, turned to popular First Lady Michelle Obama to rally voters in North Carolina on Thursday, a state that could deliver a knockout blow to Trump.
Seriously, is there anyone more inspiring than Michelle Obama? And maybe it's especially meaningful to me because I do know something about being First Lady.
In their first joint appearance on the campaign trail, Mrs. Obama and Clinton talked up their shared respect, common values, and singular goal of defeating Donald Trump. Twitter, seemingly unable to find a buyer and losing money, is cutting about 9% of its employees worldwide. It's also killing off Vine, a mobile video app where people share short video clips that play in a loop. While beloved by users, it never took off with the masses and has lost its luster as of late. This is VOA.